You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And this month we're talking about resolutions. I know resolutions can be very discouraging because they're hard to stick to. And we all want to be the best version of ourselves. And we also want to make everything perfect, our homes, our entertaining, ourselves. So today I want to share two stories with you about why it doesn't have to be perfect. These are stories that we published in our best-selling book of the last 16 years, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive. I know that I used to strive for perfection, but being a publisher is humbling because I know that every one of our books has at least one typo hiding somewhere in its pages. Because at some point, when you have this much work to do, you have to say, it's good enough. My editors tell me that our good enough is better than everyone else's perfection anyway. And that may be true, since I am constantly spotting typos or grammar errors in such venerable publications as the New Yorker magazine and the New York Times and best-selling novels. There's this wonderful psychologist and expert on stress management named Harriet Breaker, who wrote the breakthrough book, The Type E Woman: How to Overcome the Stress of Being Everything to Everybody. Harriet said this: striving for excellence motivates you. Striving for perfection is demoralizing. Women in particular, with all their multitasking, really need some help in letting go. I mean, does anybody really remember if you baked everything yourself the last time you entertained, or if your kids' clothes looked perfectly pressed during the 5 minutes before they got mud on them, or if you sent out Christmas cards every year without fail? One of my favorite stories on this topic is The Power of Illusion, from our book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, in which Donna Milligan Meadows talks about her friend Sarah, who had the perfect home with a beautifully wallpapered living room. Donna was lamenting that her own wallpaper didn't line up at the seams and wasn't straight at the ceiling. And Sarah said to her, "It's all an illusion. The details don't matter. Look at my seams. They aren't perfect either. There is a tear over in the corner. You did your wallpaper yourself, so you know every spot that isn't exactly right. No one else will see the mistakes, just like you didn't see mine." Well, years later, Donna was days away from hosting her daughter's wedding in her perfectly landscaped backyard, where the flowers even matched the wedding color scheme. And then it rained, a lot of rain, and the grass developed a fungus and mushrooms were sprouting everywhere. Donna was panic-stricken until she remembered Sarah's gentle voice saying, "It's all an illusion. The details don't matter." The wedding ended up being perfect, or at least the perfect illusion of a fairy tale wedding in a magical place. Donna strove for excellence, and while she didn't achieve 100% perfection, she got close. And that's why we try for perfection every day, knowing we will only achieve excellence. And we do appreciate it when our readers send us emails telling us where those typos are hiding so we can fix them for the next printing. The story I told you before the break came from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive, which is the most popular book that we've published during my 16 years at Chicken Soup for the Soul. And that book is still a constant source of inspiration for me. The 101 stories in it cover everything from hugely important life events like death and illness to the everyday ups and downs of life. Stuff like getting a stain on your carpet. So let's talk about the carpet. You can probably recite the history of certain stains on your carpet, when they happened, who was to blame, and you can walk right over to them and point them out. So here's a way to stop caring about those stains. Turn them into souvenirs of a life well lived. So we did that in another great story from our Think Positive book. It's Nikki Deccan's story called Magic Stains. Nikki says that she was embarrassed by all the stains on her carpet. She says that when someone new came over, she wanted to shout, "I'm really not this gross. Just don't look down. Ignore the nasty carpet." That's no way to live, though. You don't want to be embarrassed and apologizing all the time for your home. After all, you live there. It's your haven, and it's the place where you and your family are a family. One day, one of Nikki's friends told her to stop apologizing for the well-worn state of her house. She suggested that instead, Nikki should be grateful to her home. She should start thanking all her possessions for being part of her life, for being there for her family. She told Nikki about this group of people who conducted an experiment. After they'd used an item, like a rake, they'd thank it for its kind service and gently put it away. And eventually, this community of people discovered that they were quite successful and highly productive, and they attributed it to thanking their daily tools out loud. So Nikki decided to try it. She felt weird talking to a bunch of inanimate objects, so she decided to thank God instead. She thanked God for her family's furniture and the roof they slept under and their comfy pillows and clean towels. And then she got to her dining room carpet. She tried to find something nice to say about it, starting with the big orange stain beneath her three-year-old's chair. And then she realized something. She and her three-year-old had made that big orange stain while doing a fun art project. As she looked around the living room and dining room, she recalled each event that had caused a stain on the carpet. Hours of playing with her children, family pizza night, a coffee spill when her boys wrestled with her. Nikki says, "I realized that all the stains represented something far lovelier than a clean carpet. They pointed to the fact that we were living our lives with laughter and tears and messy projects and yummy dinners. We were alive. In our home, we don't forbid laughter or the messes that often come with everyday life. Our home isn't sterile or oppressed. It is magical." The British poet John Dryden said, "If you have lived, take thankfully the past." And that's how I view the wear and tear and the stains and the scratches and all those other little scars in my house, as souvenirs of good times. I have stains on the carpet in my dining room and I don't even care anymore. I doubt that a single person notices them. Because what's important is who's sitting around the table, not what's on the table or underneath it. The stains on my dining room carpet are from various friends and family members, some of whom are guaranteed to drop something every time they come here, but we gladly accept their stains so that we can spend time with them. So I've made friends with those stains and the dings on my furniture and the scratches on the wall because they show that we are actually living here. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Think Positive. You can find all our books, including this one, on Amazon. You'll also find a large selection of our new and old titles at Barnes & Noble. Our newer books are also at Walmart, Target, Kroger, Fred Meyer, Myers, and other big box retailers. You can also sign up for our newsletter and you will receive a free Chicken Soup for the Soul story every day in your email with stories from our newest books and our other past bestsellers. Just go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on newsletters. And please come back for our next episode for two stories about a resolution that could make your life a lot more pleasant, a resolution to do less and have a less packed schedule.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.